of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Jim Bertel reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson stopped in Pakistan Tuesday and called on the country's leaders to do more against the Taliban and other militant groups in Pakistan.
And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
Tillerson stressed the vital role Pakistan can play to facilitate a peace process in Afghanistan that can bring stability and security to the region. U.S. President Donald Trump met Tuesday with the majority Republicans in the Senate, hoping to advance his plans to cut taxes, even as he traded taunts with a key lawmaker, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee. The Senate last week approved a budget that could eventually lead to $1.5 trillion in tax cuts during the coming decade that would also add to the country's debt total. Trump has called for passage of the tax legislation by the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Republican Party is united on taxes.
We've been looking for the opportunity to do this literally for years. We now have a president who will sign it, who believes in what we're trying to do, and we're going to concentrate on what our agenda is and not any of these other distractions that you all may be interested in.
A local official and an analyst say residents of the Niger village where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has been arrested since the attack, lending credibility to the suspicion of local involvement. He is in government custody, according to several officials. U.S. stock markets are up today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 160 points. This is VOA News. China's ruling Communist Party has voted to enshrine Xi Jinping's name and ideology in its constitution, elevating him to the level of founder Mao Zedong. The unanimous vote to incorporate Xi Jinping thought happened at the end of the Communist Party Congress. Mr. Xi has steadily increased his grip on power since becoming leader in 2012. This move means that any challenge to Mr. Xi will now be seen as a threat to Communist Party rule. Willie Lam is adjunct professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
The most important impact is that this provides the justification for Xi Jinping to become kind of Mao Zedong of the 21st century. This effectively means that he will stay in power for much longer than the usual 10 years.
Xi is only the third Chinese leader to have his name added to the party's constitution. Police in Nairobi say the driver of Kenya's deputy chief justice was shot and wounded Tuesday.